Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today on The Bright Side and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Rob White at the bottom of the hour. Rob is the author of The Maestro Monologue, Discover Your Genius, Defeat Your Intruder, Design Your Destiny. We're going to talk about The Inner Critic. His book, The Maestro Monologue, is available all over the place, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And you can also find it at robwhitemedia.com. Rob White will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about The Inner Critic and the default mode network, which is the hardwired inner voice that we all have. And that is responsible for a lot of misery in our lives. Imagine how smooth and easy your life would be if you didn't have this voice constantly talking in your head, so-called inner critic. What if you could control that inner voice? What if that inner critic just said good things? What if that inner critic just talked about how wonderful life was, how wonderful you were, how rosy your life or your life's picture could be? Wouldn't that be cool if you could control that inner voice? Anyway, we'll talk to Rob White at the bottom of the hour, his book, The Maestro Monologue, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find all the longevity products up on the websites, and you'll find actually lots of great products at pharmacistben.com. Thank you, Robert Lundgren, for setting that up, pharmacistben.com. I was looking at it. I hadn't seen it. I hadn't gone on there for a month or so, and it's got some really good products, new products up there, as well as new videos that I've done. Criticalhealthnews.com also has some new videos that we've done, and you can find the longevity products as well as a business opportunity. If you want to click on the Join the Team link and start a longevity business if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you owe it to yourself to at least take a look at the business opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you want some information, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can order products on the phone as well, 866-735-2470. All right, Rob White will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, The Maestro Monologue, and we will... Let's get your phone calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So I've been talking about the skin. That is my area, I don't know how to say it. It's my most important area of expertise, I would say. I know more about the skin than I do about any other structure in the body. I love studying the body. I love the organs of the body and the biochemistry of the body and the metabolism. The body is just endlessly fascinating to me, but the skin is especially endlessly fascinating. I'm writing a book now on the skin, and I made the mistake of talking about the skin structure first, or writing about the skin structure first. Structure equals function, as we've talked about. The function of a tissue is dependent on its structure. We, in biochemistry, we call that the structure-function relationship. And if you're going to talk about the function of the skin, you've got to talk about the structure of the skin. And the structure of the skin is very misleading, because you look at the skin and you can't really tell what it is. And I often wonder what people think of, what people think about the skin. If you don't study it and you don't understand what's going on underneath the surface, it's hard to really picture what's happening in the skin. We call it the body's largest organ, but of course it doesn't look like an organ. So anyway, I started to write this book on the skin, and I'm just literally on the surface, literally on the top layers of the skin. I haven't even gotten to the lower layers of the skin. I've just literally scratched the surface, and I'm already at 15 pages and 10,000 words in this book. I don't know. I'm going to have to trim it, obviously. But it is something I've been meaning to do for a long time, because I just love this organ called the skin. And there's so much between how fascinating it is, how misunderstood it is, and how important it is, at least for our psychological well-being. And it's also, of course, important for our physiological well-being. I think it's really, really important that we talk about and we understand the skin, especially if you're buying skincare products. Hundreds of millions of dollars are spent every year in skincare products. Hundreds of millions of dollars every year in skincare products. But most of us have no idea how to use them, what skincare products are, how to get the best results from skincare products. It's because we don't understand what the skin is. So I think it's really important that we dive deep into the structure and then the function of the skin, and that's what we're going to do for the next few weeks. I was talking to a friend of mine, a gal yesterday, who I hadn't talked to for a while. She's an esthetician. And she was actually one of my first esthetician customers back in the early 1990s, and I hadn't talked to her for about 20 years. And she called me up out of the blue, and she said she had a condition called granulosum annulare. And she says, the doctors can't help me, the dermatologists can't help me, nobody can figure it out. They say there's no known cause. This happens a lot in the dermatology and skincare business. They say it's no known. There's no known cause to the rash. There's no known cause to the psoriasis or the lesion. It just appears. And to me, that is the craziest thing for a medical professional to say. There's no known cause. Well, that's the job of a medical professional, is to find the cause. Nothing happens in the body spontaneously and accidentally. Everything has a cause. And if there's no known cause, the job of a healthcare professional should be to figure out the cause, not just to say there's no known cause and send the patient on their way. And that's exactly what Maria, my old customer and friend, said. It sent her on her way. It said, no known cause. It sent her on her way. Well, here's the thing. And if you understand what I'm about to say here, you're going to understand more than the science of dermatology and the representatives of dermatology. And this is no knock on individual doctors, as I always have to caveat. I have a lot of friends who are doctors and dermatologists, and they're all nice people, and they all want to help people, and they all want to alleviate symptomology. But the science, the study of dermatology, oftentimes does not attribute the main source of biochemistry to skin problems, the main source of biochemical reactions to skin problems, and that's immunity. The skin is an immune organ. When things appear on the skin, and they don't appear to have a cause, you can rest assured you're dealing with an immune reaction. Period. That is so important. Granulosum annulare is when you have this weird kind of rash that's hard, hard and in a circle. Annulare means a circle. Annual is like a cycle, like the year is annual. Whenever you hear the annulare, that means a circle. So granulosum annulare is a hard circle that shows up on the skin. This poor woman's having it. First it showed up just on her arms, then it showed up on her hands, then it showed up on her legs, then it showed up on her feet, and it's showing up all over. And she's panicked. She wanted to have a biopsy. They told her there's no cause. She thinks it's cancer. Well, all you got to do is understand the nature of the skin as an immune organ, and you'll know what granulosum annulare is. By the way, granulomas are classic signs of immune reactions. So, I have a book. I think I've talked about this. It's a textbook, and it's not easy reading for sure, but it's very instructive and very important if you're a skincare professional. It's called the SIS, the Skin Immune System. It talks all about the immune nature of the skin, and it is 800 pages thick. About all the different ways the skin participates in immunity. Granulosum annulare is an immune reaction. And you can even just Google granulosum annulare and gluten intolerance, for example, and you'll get people who say they cured their granulosum annulare by getting off of gluten. I'm not saying it's only gluten, but clearly you're dealing with a reaction, an immune reaction, a defensive response. And that's always the case when things show up on the skin with, quote, no known cause, unquote. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. Rob White will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the default mode network, which is the hardwired neurology that that's in the brain that directs us to talk to ourselves, I guess you could say. The voice in the head. Control the voice in the head and you'll control your life. For you guys who are depressed, I got a letter today from, or yesterday from a gal. She says, "Hi, my name's Kelsey. I recently lost my youngest son. I've been dealing with major grief and depression. I've lost a lot of weight and I can't gain it back. I was wondering what you would suggest for weight gain." And we get letters like this all the time, and life has its horrible things happen. But if you're depressed, I guarantee you, this is the cure for depression, for anybody who's depressed. Actually, the cure for anxiety, the cure for insomnia, the cure for really anything that has to do with that's psychological in nature, psychiatric, psychological in nature, we'll say. Here's the cure for all depression, all anxiety, insomnia, anything that has to do with psychological causes. Change the way you talk to yourself. If you change the way you talk to yourself, you will change your psychological perspective and ultimately you'll change your life. It's as simple as that. And that's not quite easy, but it's simple. I'll tell you what I mean by that here in a second. But try this out. Check this out yourself, even if you're not depressed. If you're depressed, this is going to be great for you. If you're not depressed, this will still be great. Just change the way you talk to yourself right now. Talk to yourself wonderfully. Talk to yourself kindly. Talk to yourself lovingly. Talk to yourself optimistically. If you do it right now, you will notice as you're talking to yourself optimistically or in some kind of positive way, you'll notice that you're feeling better. You'll notice that just by changing the way you talk to yourself, your mood will, you'll be changing your mood. It's as simple as that. Now, I said simple, but it's not easy. Why is it not easy? Because we are compelled to think the way we are, the way we do. We're driven to think a certain way through conditioning, through habit. So you got to kind of force yourself. You got to change the way you think volitionally with intention. Or I'm sorry, change the way you talk to yourself. And thinking is the same as talking to yourself. Thinking is talking. When we say we're thinking, we mean we're talking to ourselves. So by changing the way you talk to yourself, you're literally changing your thoughts. And by changing your thoughts, you change your life. It says in the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what it's talking about. It's referring to the voice in the head, the default mode network. But because of conditioning, because of habit, because of survival, because it's much more important to survive than it is to thrive, at least to the body, especially in a world where the body evolved and survival was always at stake, it was very important to be looking for lions and tigers and bears. But we're still doing it, and we do it because we're born into it. And then we're raised into it. I literally had to ask my mother to leave my head when I was 28 years old. You will find that your mother and your father and your early sources of authority, usually parents, could be teachers too, or some other relative, they are the ones who implanted these voices, implanted what the voices say into our head. And you will have to volitionally or intentionally kick that voice out of your head or at least change it. But if you do, the reward is tremendous. And if you've done that, if you did that little experiment that I just talked about a few moments ago, you'll feel it. Your blood pressure will change. Your immune system will become stronger. Your skin will look brighter. Your organ functioning will improve. You will increase your longevity all by changing the voice in your head. Is it easy? No. Is it simple? Yes. It's not easy because it's a habit. But once you get into it, you'll notice that you feel really, really good. And once you get into it, you'll notice that there's some kind of force that pulls you out of it. Just notice the force that's pulling you out of talking to yourself kindly and gently and optimistically. Just notice that pull. If you can notice that pull, it will make it much easier to stay in a positive frame using positive words. To me, that is one of the most powerful. That may be the most powerful strategy for life, is to change the voice in your head. And I was very gratified to read Rob White's book. And I'm very excited to have him on the radio program because the inner voice is something that I've been talking about a long time. There's a really cool book, by the way, by a guy named David Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R, called The Inner Dummy. And he calls it the inner dummy, and he abbreviates it as the id. Some of you may know that the id is the baby of the psyche. Sigmund Freud talked about the id, ID, the inner dummy. Anyway, the Maestro Monologue, Rob White, will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about the inner dialogue, the inner dummy, the inner voice, the inner critic, the voice in the head,
the product of the Default Mode Network. And you should, I encourage you guys, if you're interested in the subject, look up the Default Mode Network, the DMN. So anyway, I was talking to my friend Maria. I told her about the immune system, and she said, well, I'm a vegetarian. And you guys understand the craziness of this because we've talked about this a long time. She said, I can't have food problems because I'm a vegetarian. She said, I'm a vegan. I said, Maria, that's the worst thing for your immune system, potentially, being a vegan. What do you eat? Oh, I eat lentils, and I eat nuts, and I eat beans. Well, those are some of the most skin-reactive foods you could possibly ingest. She says, I'm gluten-free. Well, you can be gluten-free, but it doesn't matter if you're eating lectins from beans. In any case, if you have something that shows up on the skin and you don't know where it's coming from, backtrack to the immune system's headquarters, which is the intestine. This is where understanding the structure, how the skin is put together, will help you understand the function. Another classic example of structure function, of understanding the structure and helping us understand the function, is with skin cancer. My friend Kay, Ken, I know you're listening, Ken. He's got basal cell carcinoma. But of course he's got about five other things, or at least five other things, going wrong in his body. Skin cancer is cancer. It's not the skin that matters, it's the cancer that matters. When we think of skin cancer, we think of the skin. And that's, you know, the way it is with all cancers. We think of the organ, not the cancer. If we think of breast cancer, we think of the breast. If we think of prostate cancer, we think of the prostate. If we think of colon cancer, we think of the colon. We don't think of the cancer. In other words, it's the organ that gets our attention, not the cell, which is the cancer. Cancer is a cell phenomena, not an organ phenomena. Cancer is a dysfunction of the cell. Ultimately, it's the organ is affected, of course, but to take care of it, you got to understand the nature of the cell. In the case of skin cancer, you got to understand the nature of the skin cell. The skin cell, like all cells, requires oxygen. The skin cell, like all cells, requires nutrition. The skin cell, like all cells, requires a clean place to do its work. And between those three elements, you have the cause for cancer. Hypoxia, low levels of oxygen, disruptions in nutrition, particularly in antioxidants, and then toxicity, especially acid. You can't control the acid, but you can control the toxicity and sugar, by the way. And that's the cause of all cell issues, and that's the cause of all disease, starvation, suffocation, and toxification, and it's no different with skin cancer. Now, when you have skin cancer, you have basal cell, or sometimes squamous cell, mostly basal cell, carcinoma. Carcinoma is a cancer of the coverings of the body, as we talked about a couple days ago. The epithelia is called the coverings. Skin cancer, or basal cell carcinoma, is a cancer of the basal cell. Here's the thing. The basal cell lives way down deep in the epidermis. It's a defect of the cells at the bottom of the skin, which means if you're going to treat skin cancer, you got to somehow figure out a way to get to the bottom of the skin if you're going to treat it. And I'm talking about treating it without medication, without drugs, and you can indeed prevent skin cancer using nutritional supplements.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Sabir Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps, but now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I worked for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won. And my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin neck off a couple days ago. But they moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family. They all living close to the airport. It become 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good, and I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family, and I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Got a search engine. If you miss a program, you want to review a topic or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. We've got 11 years of archived information. Also, the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And to join the team link, you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. We also have news stories and blog posts, lots of videos, lots of great health information on all our websites. And I also want to encourage you to check out the business opportunity if you're an entrepreneur or you like the nutrition business. You want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com.
with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. And that's why we've got 2,000, over 2,000 now, 2,200 almost, 4- and 5-star reviews. We've only been collecting them now for about a little less than 2 years, and they just keep coming in every day. 4- and 5-star reviews. Find out what everybody's talking about by heading to truthtreatments.com and checking out our Truth Skin Health products. Take a look at our daytime duos, actually on special now, and take a look at our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com. Truthtreatments.com for our skin health products and truthreviewed.com for our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest today. Rob White is the author of a very interesting book called The Maestro Monologue, which is about my favorite psychological topic, I guess you could say. You know, we talk a lot about nutrition on this program, obviously, but psychology is... That's the fundamental aspect of our beingness, I believe. Physiology follows psychology. And the most important aspect of our psychology is our default mode network, how we talk to ourselves. I've been studying it for many, many years, and I'm excited to bring the author of The Maestro Monologue, Rob White, to the bright side. Please welcome Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you, Rob? Good to talk to you.
Wonderful, and thank you for having me on your show.
And thank you for doing your book, Rob. I've been studying the default mode network, as they call it, for many years, and I noticed that in my personal life, that my life improved dramatically, and it continues to improve when I focus on the voice in my head. And I think that voice is so interesting because for most people, it's invisible. Have you talked to people who say, I don't know, what voice are you talking about? I don't know about a voice.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's what my book is all about, that there are two of me. And when I say me, I'm talking about everyone.
Yeah.
There's what I call the maestro. That part of me that's fully capable of handling my life affairs, conducting my daily affairs, if you will, and orchestrating my many earthly destinies. But unfortunately, what I've found, then, is there's the other self, the intruder, I call it, the unwanted mental house guest. And the problem is most folks pay more attention and give a lot of credit to the intruder and less attention and give little credit to the maestro.
Okay, so let me say two things. You made me think of two things. First of all, when you say the maestro, or you say the intruder, I think of a virus. Would you consider this intruder to be a sort of virus in the sense that it's not, it needs you for its existence and it doesn't care about you, it just wants to exist. Would you say it has a kind of viral quality?
That's beautiful. Actually, my book, The Maestro Monologue, talks about that. In fact, you put the intruder together. I put the intruder together from age 2 to 5. The terrible twos are terrible for me because that's when I began hearing the word no.
No, right.
And the child psychologists say the average child hears 60,000 no's in many forms by age 5.
Wow.
And during those moments of fear and pain, I started identifying with there's something wrong with me. And it is a virus. It's a viral thought. It's an illusion. It's a lie. It's a hallucination that I completely identified with. Uh-huh. And some folks go through their whole life living from, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? A couple things I noticed. First of all, there seems to be a compulsion to go into the virus. The virus forces us almost. And even if we use intention to get out of the virus, I did an experiment before we went on the air. I did a thought experiment with the listeners. I said, just imagine talking to yourself or just talk to yourself nicely, and instantly you'll feel better. Yet, despite that fact, we are compulsed. We're pulled into this viral thing. What is that about? Why is it against our intentions and our what's good for us? We still go into that. We're like forced to go into that.
Well, you know, that when we are compelled, first of all, the other self, the counterfeit self, we'll call it, it feeds on you being caught up, me being caught up in melodrama.
Hmm.
It has me compelled to want to criticize somebody for something. It has me compelled to want to be right about everything. And the reason being, you're right, it doesn't give at all. Any, it does not care about.
Doesn't care.
It cares about its own existence.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not. Its compulsions are what have it gained strength in my life. I found this morning I started going off on a rant about the whole political thing. Doesn't matter which. And that isn't. And then I caught myself. That's the intruder. Getting me all caught up and agitated. And it's just feeding on that. Yes.
I notice. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, when you say, then when you said to her, say something nice about yourself. By the way, in my book, I talk about calling an MD. No, not a medical doctor. A marvelous denial. A marvelous denial is a denial that makes you feel marvelous. And that's when I hear myself saying something about myself that has me feeling inadequate. I don't care what it is. I just can't learn how to do this.
Right.
I stop right there and say to myself, that's a lie.
Mm.
That's a marvelous denial.
How long did it take you to get that skill?
Well, yes, it takes practice because the intruder, with its pounding persistence, is ever offering you howling no's that came from your childhood rearing. By the way, here's something you'll find interesting, Ben. Any time you have a trauma today, it wouldn't be traumatic if it didn't remind you of a trauma between age 2 and 5.
Okay, that's awesome. That's a good piece of information there. So all they're all harmonics or fractals of a fundamental or a primal trauma that occurred between the ages of 2 and 5, correct?
Perfect. And also what we have as a gift, human beings, that no other beings have that you delight in, I can tell by the way you think about your thinking, and is that we are able to think about our thinking.
Metacognition. Metacognition, they call it, right?
Yeah, metacognition.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we're able. The other thing that we can do that no other animal can do on this planet is
imagine.
Have a conversation with ourselves about ourselves.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, hang on to that thought. And also, imagination plays a role into it, and also memory and imagination. Hang on to that thought. I want to ask you about this implantation that occurs. It's very fascinating. We've got Rob White with us. His book is The Maestro. What is it called? The Maestro Monologue. Rob White will be with us till the end of the hour. We'll be back with more Mr. White right after this.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light. It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello, Rob. Hi, Rob, you there?
I'm here, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I'm having this little technical issue here. So, Rob, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, you're not supposed to say the word cure, right? But I'm going to go out on a limb and say the cure for depression and anxiety is in the inner voice. It's impossible to be depressed or in angst of any kind if you're speaking positively to yourself. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to challenge that a little bit. Here's the problem with speaking positively and positive affirmations from what I have learned about myself and studying a lot of people over the last few decades. If the other self, the intruder, is doing the affirming and speaking positively, it's a trickster. You're going nowhere. That's why I've had hundreds of people say to me, I've read many self-help books, gone to many great seminars with the best of them, and in the end, nothing's changed. And I've said to them, Ben, that's because you didn't attend it, the maestro.
That's awesome.
Of handling. But yeah. The intruder, and that's where the intruder is clever. It will convince you it's trying to help you.
Oh,
and
wow.
As you said earlier, it's a virus. It has no intentions of improving you because
yeah.
It will die if you become fully
That's
alive.
That's great. That's
so,
great.
Yes, the positive I claim in my book, and it's a big claim, until you call an MD, look right at the intruder, that has you convinced you're flawed. And the reason people hate to look at it is they don't dare, they really believe they're more flawed than they are, and they don't dare look.
They're scared
what they see is, it's an absolute hallucination. It's a lie.
Tell me what MD stands for again.
MD, call a marvelous denier.
Marvelous
on
denier.
By the way, you never get rid of the intruder. Ben, that's a fairy tale. I can't wait till I'm free of the intruder, and in my life will be absolutely perfect and from a place of peace. You will die with it. You gave it birth at age 2. You gave it strength until age 11, where it really had a grip hold on your mind, and it's ever ready to intrude on you right to the day you die. But here's the good news.
Yeah.
The more you're aware of it, the more you can intervene in midstream when it's telling you how flawed you are.
That's great.
And by the way, Ben, when you're criticizing someone else, talking about how flawed they are,
that's your intruder.
That's the intruder, because what thou seest, thou beest.
So you can tell, you can kind of tell what somebody's thinking in their head by how they're talking to other people.
I'm pretty good now at listening to someone being someone who is affirming and speaking positively, but not really being sincere about it. They wish it was working, and it is. And I tell, what I'm pretty good at now is alerting them to the fact that the other self is running the show. Just relax, breathe in, take a look, call a lie on that feeling of nervousness you're having underneath your wonderful positive affirmation, which is reaffirming your nervousness. When you say, I am happy, I am healthy, I am successful, and feel nervous, you have reinforced the flawed feeling under the nervousness. See, that's a bizarre, counterintuitive thought, and many motivational books will not tell you that because they don't know it, the writer. You've got to pay attention to who you're paying attention to when you're speaking to yourself or to other people out there in the world.
Okay, now you've given this, you've kind of made this voice into a thing, and I want to talk about this implantation idea. It seems to me like between the ages of 2 and 5, your parents are the voice, and so you're taking on your parents' voice. Is that? And I noticed that voice had. My mother was very. I love my mom. I don't want to be ripping on her, but she was kind of like negative in a lot of ways. And I noticed when I was in my 20s that I literally had my mother's voice in my head, and I had to kick her out. So is this voice implanted into us by our parents? Do we hear our parents in our head? Is that what you mean by this 2 to 5 period when the voice takes over, or the virus, whatever you want to call it?
Well, the way I would share it, Ben, and it's the same thing you said, is we're born into a conversation. Being a human being, the first 2 years of our life, we're free and spontaneous and loving life and testing things out. Everything's great.
Yeah.
But by age 2, we're able to pretty much begin to understand the conversation we've been born into, which is the conversation our parents have with each other, our siblings, and us. And to the degree that conversation, and I was born in a ghetto with area with a lot of ghetto thinking. By the way, you can't live in a ghetto if you're not entertaining ghetto thoughts.
That's great, yeah.
And so I heard a lot of harsh no's. Mom giving them to Dad. I love Mom dearly. Dad giving them to me. So no became the order of the day. By age 5, I was good at condemning other people. I used to, you know, sad. My dog was a wonderful dog, and I would say, no. I don't, just for no reason. So you're born into a conversation. By age 5, that conversation is ensconced in your mind. Now, here's the but with, and you are able to substitute, replace that conversation with something new, which is what my book's about. That's what you're about. That's what excites you. So you are always living from a conversation. Your action is always a reflection of your inner world. And your outer world is a mirror, reflecting back to you.
That's great.
What you're projecting outwardly.
Okay.
COVID.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, collective. What's our collective inner voice, our collective master denier? What was the M? I forgot what the M was already. Denier. The marvelous denier. Yeah, so do we have a collective marvelous denier? Are we looking at a collective? I imagine we are. What is it saying about us, this mirror in our culture that we're, you know, the world, the situation in the world today? What is it saying about our marvelous denier and about our inner voice?
Well, right now, our collective consciousness is one of fear of, let's just take COVID. So we're not coming from a marvelous denial. We can handle this. Let's not panic. Instead, we're like chickens with our heads cut off, running to and fro, the sky is falling down.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a collective consciousness of fear. That is everybody's intruder right now, just having a ball, gaining strength in the lives of all of society.
It's a big, the collective virus is huge. It's like having an all-you-can-eat buffet, probably, right?
Well, you know, that's, of course, it's the pandemic is a panic-demic. Unfortunately, to the degree that we panic, we give it strength, and it'll give another strength.
Like quicksand.
I believe.
Like the more you struggle, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, I think yes. And Ben, what you're looking at, which is something new for you, I think, is know that the intruder is an incredible pretender. It has not only convinced you that it's you, it has convinced the world that it's you.
Wow. Does it have any benefit at all, this intruder, or is it completely malevolent?
No, it's just nasty. life is messy business, and you're never going to finish cleaning up the mess. Once you clean up one mess, another mess.
Yeah, right.
But the intruder has you thinking you're a mess.
Uh-huh.
And when you think you're a mess, try to clean up a mess.
Yeah.
It's nothing more but more messiness.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
There are folks, and we love these folks, who are able to break through and break themselves free from the intruder. And we see it as remarkable transformations, born-again people. I've had experiences like that. I personally quit teaching after 17 years. I love teaching, but I always had the dream of being an entrepreneur and a wealthy man. And, man, that intruder gave me so much angst. When I quit teaching, gave up my
house,
my retirement plan.
You dummy. What are you thinking? How could you do that? I can just imagine your intruder. My intruder's related. Are all our intruders related, Rob? Are all our viruses related to each other?
Well, our intruders feed off each other. Yes, absolutely. That's the melodrama in life. Our intruders love to find other intruders. It's cawing crows. All the crows get on one tree.
Rob, we're out of time, buddy. But you have to come back on. Hang on the line. I want to talk to you after the show. Can you hang on for just a minute?
Sure.
All right. That was Rob White. His book is The Maestro Monologue, and his website is robwhitemedia.com. Really, really interesting and cool book, and very helpful and very easy to read. All right. That's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.